This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I'm on stage with Tay Zonde.
Yes.
And Tay
Deegs.
And Zoe Dash. And Rebel. Wilson. And we're doing the live Beauty and the Beast at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wow.
And it's terrible. And I'm going, why does anyone want to see this?
And like, who is... You never really settled on who was going to be beauty.
Well, because everyone on stage is beautiful in their
own
way.
And I knew you just kind of felt like it would shake out. You like kind of figure it out when you were up
and
there.
Honestly, who's going to be beauty is not the problem. It's who's going to be beast. And I think we all kind of agree who it should be.
Uh-huh.
But nobody wants to say it.
Right.
And so.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the fucking beast mode. I woke up in beast mode, right?
Yeah.
And so,
did you that day?
That day I had not.
Just you did because, not wake up in beast mode.
No, but you know why? Never went to sleep.
Okay.
Never went to sleep. How could I wake up in beast mode?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm doing bulletproof coffee. Which you don't keeps, sleep when you're on that.
Yeah, it keeps you awake.
So
the butter time releases.
Just as you're about to enter your REM cycle, the butter just kicks you in the tuchus. So I am doing it and singing and kind of going like, and as every time somebody mentions beast, I'm kind of like giving a little thumb towards myself subtly so the audience can't see, but they can. And
but not singing.
And I'm never singing. Tay Zonde keeps shaking it off because he's thinking maybe he can do it.
Okay.
But he didn't woke up in beast mode, and I guess neither did I. And Zoe is like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
And Rebel Wilson is going, woo, I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. I've been kicking it since 1966, man. So we suddenly just like, turn to the stage manager, just go, cut the lights, cut the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God this is just a rehearsal. There's no one here.
Right.
And we go.
Tough to get off stage at that point, though.
And me and Tay, the first one, just leave.
Yeah.
We say, good luck to you. So I guess they're still doing it, but I don't know who would want to see that.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
We hate
being sad.
And we love to feel happy and have friends.
We love happiness and having fun.
And light.
But we also love to do a tribute.
And that can be almost both.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of a flavor that has both bitter
blue
and
raspberry?
Sweet? Yes.
The sweet blue and the
sweet
sour
blue and the sour from the rotten raspberries that have turned blue from molding over in the trunk of your car. So we're doing a show today that is blue raspberry or blue zazberry, you know? And it's sweet.
Do you want to go off of that for 1 second longer?
Blue zazberry?
Yes.
Well, to me, if you're not having fun with the name, why are you even doing a podcast? It's an audio format.
Yes.
So let's take some of these sounds that we know, raspberry, and dress them up with a little zazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that it creates in the listener's mind a sort of new feature at the playground. Blue raspberry, okay, that's a swing. But blue zazberry, this swing goes all the way up to 11.
The sound of it?
I guess so. Julie, can you help me out?
I was just admiring how polished this intro was, because usually I feel like you guys are a little off the cuff. There's some riffing, but...
Well, I was going to take my... To surprise, so...
Sounded really scripted.
Well, I know. And that I'm trying to follow... I mean, I'm trying back, to take
like
everyone
tennis match.
Down the garden path here. I just didn't want to make, you know, just like blow by Blue Zazberry.
I was like, did he know that Hayes was going to ask him about... like to unpack the Zazberry,
well,
and then it's like,
then,
oh, of course he did.
Yes, yeah, but otherwise people online are like, oh, he just blew by Blue Zazberry.
Right, and he had that whole playground metaphor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What a way to describe a swing.
We want to do a tribute to our friend Cody. Cody's an engineer.
Our former friend.
Cody's an...
our former engineer.
Cody used to be an engineer. Has anyone else done any kind of tribute to you?
Absolutely not.
We're the first ones who are talking about this?
Yeah.
Cody quit.
Congratulations,
out of,
Cody.
I can only assume guilt at having made people work with him for this long.
Well, and it must have felt fucked up to be getting paid for this.
It's so great to
I
be
assume
back.
He'll
Thank
still
you guys
be engineer.
And Julie,
so
I am
to
just,
be back.
I am going
to oh,
bring you in
you.
As a surprise.
Oh,
believe me,
okay,
it's going to be important that you're here.
Why? So you felt bad for having done such a bad job for so long. You basically have committed the crime of the century at Earwolf. You stole a huge amount of money, and now the heist is complete, and you're going to go to the island or whatever.
You could characterize it that way, I suppose. Do you not think, though, that I did the job that got me the money? I did the job that got me the money?
Well,
no, I would disagree with that. I would disagree
with
that.
It's an interesting premise. I would have to also say, no, you did not do it.
Are you drinking beer? Is that a stout?
It's,
you are gone. You are 1 foot out the door.
Cody's drinking a lower, since it's his last week, lower alcohol
it's
content
ten,
beer
it's
that,
10:30
he will,
in the morning,
that he will normally have for a Monday morning record.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
you know,
it's like the daytime kind.
Does it have butter in it? Like the bulletproof?
It sure does. Look at that froth.
I like to go to the movie theater and just pump that butter into my Dunkin'.
Right into
my
your
Dunkin'.
Coffee?
I run on Dunkin'.
Oh, Sean uses, wow. He says it's butter for his. It's like, he calls it white butter, which is
What's
mayonnaise.
That?
It's mayonnaise.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's it has a little coffee
from
on top.
From Subway? The light mayonnaise
yes.
one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mayonnaise, yeah. M-A-N... A's. Know what I mean?
What, it's
come?
Man.
Come on, Julie.
What,
Jesus
man?
Christ, it's 10:30 in the morning.
I'm not the one drinking beer with mayonnaise.
Man haze is what he...
That's what he has to call you now?
That's what he... Yeah, he, yeah.
Your guys, it's fascinating because I have been here a lot, and thank you so much for having me back.
And we are going to do it as a surprise.
You have been
wait.
Here a lot,
and
but
I
you
just,
still get lost,
but
don't you?
I do every time. But your dynamic changes. Status.
Does it?
Well, now he has to call you Man Haze.
Well, I am the co-host at best.
You think?
Hayes is the host. I'm sort of a sidekick figure.
And yet,
as evidenced by how I am leading everyone down this garden path, mm-hmm. I am driving the bus to a specific goal, which is bringing out Julie as a surprise mm-hmm. for the Cody tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cody quit.
Right. But I'm his favorite guy. I'm like the Bette Midler, like the penultimate night. Of
easily.
Johnny's, yeah, reign.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of you guest types, and
number one. The code, man.
Thank you, Cody.
And... Cody, talk about some of the guests that you've seen over the years.
You wouldn't believe, like, every shape, size, color, everything.
Wow.
And personality.
Thank you.
Just a huge variety.
Thank you.
And okay. It's been a joy.
What's your favorite moment with a guest?
Ooh. Can we circle back?
It's so scripted now. It's changed. The show's changed.
This show's very organized now.
Well, here's what we want to do, Cody.
It used to be a little rough around the edges.
Yeah,
here's what we want to do.
Like stiff.
Loosen your bun for me, please. we're here to...
My hair, you mean?
You know, we work together, but now you're here as like our friend a little bit.
Oh,
so
I would do for hair
let's
that thick.
Lower that bun.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mm. What we want to do is we will celebrate Cody because Cody quit with a musical. And who better to do the musical and loves him? It's her main thing is Julie.
Have I ever done something on the show that wasn't a musical? Oh, the vampire novels episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When that was like a big thing.
Yep.
But now it's musical. Musicals are back.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
And Julie's here to do, and we're bringing out a special surprise to do the musical with you, and it's Julie.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Surprise.
I was kind of hoping, Cody, that you would say that Julie was like a great guest, like one of your favorite guests that you love, and then we'd bring her out as a surprise. If you're just kind of feeling what I'm trying to do here.
He wanted to circle back.
But...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Julie!
Okay.
But Cody, what we want to do is do a musical that celebrates your career at Earwolf. So tell us, not with Julie, but tell us about like a great experience with a guest that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do an improvised musical because we're the podcast that does that.
Why not with me, though?
Well, Hayes just has a hang up about this.
Because you are...
You're deferent to him. It's like alpha, beta dog stuff.
Sort of his...
They're status fluid.
Fascinating. I feel like it's more for you to like be able to play a different character than yourself in the musical. It can be Julie if you want it to be. But also,
is this
here's
sort
the
of
thing,
like,
Julie.
Are we taking this as a suggestion? Is this...
Yes.
Okay.
We're the podcast that does these. Mm-hmm. And another thing with Cody is if you say, like, pick a moment with a guest that you've had that's your favorite, and it can be Julie, he'll just be like, oh, yeah, it's Julie.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go straight for whatever you offer as a possibility. Yeah. He will go right for that.
Yeah, that's a Cody impression that is for the ages.
Yeah. And so I want to challenge him a little bit. Have you thought of anything yet? You've seen
you mentioned
10,000 guests. Do not say Julie.
You can say Julie.
Julie is a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, name one more.
Say
a great memory that you had with Julie.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It
can't be from this episode.
I don't think that's possible.
One thing about this place is we really haven't had like an employee handbook or anything like that for a real long time.
Oh my god!
So I don't remember a ton of details on certain things, and that's
like
not
you
in the
would
handbook.
If there were an employee handbook,
you would have like, a better memory of your own life and experience.
This is
what
me too stuff? This
I think
are we
is what's happening now. Cody is
what's happening here, now. Time's up.
Let me try to follow Cody's thought process. He was told to do something. He had to look on his computer and say, what show is this? What show am I doing right now? It probably like says handbook somewhere on his screen. And so that's what he's kind of riffing off of now. That's the only explanation I can come up with. Nothing else makes any sense.
Yeah. So, Cody, maybe let's not make it about podcasts or being an engineer here. Just give me a positive memory from your life, and we can work off of that a little. Because at the end of the day, it's a celebration of you. And if what you like and what you remember is not anything at all from the place where you've spent most of your days for the past 8 years?
How long?
Six.
Six years?
Wow.
Okay. So you don't remember anything from the past 6 years here? Okay. Let's just take that as a given. Hey, your life, not mine. What do you remember, period?
Yeah, it could be bad.
It could also
be bad. What's your worst memory?
It could also be bad because we did mention it is supposed to be Blues Asbury flavored. So maybe it's an upbeat song about a bad experience.
Something about you getting hurt. That's one of your things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those were real bad. Yeah.
Physically?
Yeah. Well, we could talk about maybe now is the time I could confess to when I was 15, we burned down a shed.
We. Okay, and we.
I knew.
Your other personalities.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, because it's all written out. Like you said.
Yeah, I got my scripted. Sides.
Sometimes these sheds, you know.
What are you doing after this now that you're moving on? Where are you going next?
What's next?
Your next step?
Is that what the musical's about?
I'm going freelance, yeah.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
He's so doing you're going to be doing this, but on your own schedule?
He's working at Medieval Times. He calls jousting freelancing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just want to point out to you, Cody, I know, I guess you don't remember this, but you got to meet LeBron James here. You took a picture with him.
Oh, wow. That's true. That was a good one. Now that you
did you guys do a musical with him too?
Yeah. He's the other the guy that comes in here and like that's our mm-hmm. kind of our thing with him.
We did vampire novels with him and then we did a musical with him.
Yeah. He is very funny and smart.
Wow. I wish he was here now.
Why would you say that
what
like that?
What does that mean? You wish he was here now.
I mean, I wish he was here now.
I'm also going to have Cody's thing like
instead of who?
No, I didn't say instead. I like
why do we need him? This is going great. Why do we need LeBron James?
You sound drunk, too.
Get out of here. Drunk. That's fucking so... What are you even talking about?
Did you sleep last night?
No.
Why?
Butter. Little man haze.
He likes to say... So the reason he says it that way is he likes to say man haze kept him up all night.
What did you do?
Well, it's the mayonnaise, but I think it's a funny, like, sort of lewd way, you know, as if, like, we were having sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the implication.
Really?
I guess. It's a joke.
As soon as my head hit the pillow, that mayonnaise wouldn't leave me alone.
See, it's like a, it's a joke. It's a little joke.
It's a little joke. It's funny to us, just the idea of two men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kissing and yeah, it's like
kissing and everything
would be insane.
Such a funny joke,
and we wouldn't do it. Well, it's a joke. It's a timeless joke.
Mm-hmm.
And through the ages, all the funniest people have had that joke.
Where like two guys kiss,
yes,
like in a skit.
Please.
The craziness of that.
God, mm-hmm.
I mean
it's so funny because it's like it is something that's timeless, but at the same time, whenever I see it, I'm like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it feels fresh. And one big regret we have in doing an audio format is that we can't cross-dress as well. Because when you really look back at the annals of comedy, and I almost could have said anal there, which also is something funny to us, you see that all the legends – at one point,
or in a tutu,
put on some,
like a tutu is like the funniest. Can I just say the tutu? If people are listening for comedy school,
yeah,
which they are,
mm-hmm.
because my comedy school pays performers. By the way,
oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
We can't talk
You're
about that.
Here. Yeah,
I just wanted to put that out there.
You
get $1 a minute of stage time.
Oh,
I pay
that
you $1
to me.
Yeah,
well, it expenses it to me because I end up. Well, actually, I don't make money.
There's
Money's
no,
going the wrong direction.
I'm sorry. That's
I'm not good
art.
At, like, the business.
I'm sorry. That's not art.
But I was just going to say, like, a tutu is the funniest way for a man to cross-dress. That was all I was going to say.
Tutu's funny, yeah. I was going to say all the legends have leggings. So I, you know, I don't know what's better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you did tutu and then somehow you work in like Toucan Sam.
And somebody wear the tutu and the man says, oh, I'd like to meet like a different man who's like an old rich man. Says like, oh, I'd like to make some time with that sweetie over there, the tutu. And the guy is like, but he has to keep it up.
Yes.
Keep what up?
The
oh,
the,
I thought you meant it to like
the charade.
Yeah, the funny like charade.
Stay hard.
The charade Carmichael.
Yes. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Cody, have you thought of anything else that we can do something on about
sure.
you?
Sure. Yeah, sure did.
Yes.
One of my absolute favorite, and this is a real one, was the Pauly Shore app. Your guys' show.
Did you do that one? Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
He did, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said a slur on that show, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did?
Yes.
No, yes, sure. Yes, you did, Cody.
Yeah.
Julie
gets the raw feeds.
I give notes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of notes. I have micro and macro notes.
And which is great because Julie always has an eye on world building for the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She wants us to be protecting our characters, mm-hmm. which is something we sometimes lose sight of when we go for the joke.
Mm-hmm.
It always begins so much funny stuff in here, which I really appreciate.
I love
reading that at the beginning of a note. Mm-hmm. It lets me know that I did a good job.
And then I send you checks because I believe in paying performers.
Yeah.
Yes, which actually does make it not art.
I'm fine with that. I mean, are you guys fine
There's
with that?
There's no amount of money that could properly commodify the exposure that you get from being like one of 700 people on a team at this theater.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty complicated. And I don't know what theater you're talking about. We're just talking about
Julie's comedy school.
Okay. So, okay, great. And it's pretty complicated, actually.
My comedy school or just the idea
issue? of paying people, you must be up to your freaking neck in paperwork.
Yeah. The checks I get have the green M&M squirting.
Has the green M&M squirting?
For the first time. And the John Lovitz one is like, that's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So those are my checks. And if you guys want to say that that's not art.
That is. As long as the artist who drew that wasn't paid.
Okay. So, Cody, you have a lot of songs.
Yeah. We got one here. Did you want to do music?
Yeah. Let's do
some
music.
We're going to have to, yeah.
So, Julie, how does a musical about Cody open? How does it start?
I feel like it would be like, I've never seen Hamilton, but I know the Hamilton polka.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, okay. The Weird Al version of Hamilton.
Jimmy Fallon lip sync to. Wow. And it was like a total surprise.
Did y'all see Jimmy Fallon do the freaking
Hamilton polka?
Did y'all see Jimmy Fallon do the Bob Dylan song and basically freaking roast my man Trump? And they had been previously pretty good friends.
What was the song?
Well, it's like the times they are changing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it's about the times now and are changing.
Okay.
There's one joke in it, and then there's a lot of observations.
Yeah.
About the times now, Hayes. The song is old, and it looked like a black and white movie.
Yeah.
And he's singing like just like the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the words are like, whoa. And the joke almost softened me up to receive the message.
Yeah.
Which was powerful as hell. It's one of those ones where I just sat on my couch and stared afterward.
That's a note I like to give in my comedy school is have one joke and then the rest should just be supporting evidence.
And the rest should be, yes, and messagery.
And that joke mise-en-scene
is like the sweet sugar on the broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to eat your vegetables.
And then, down goes the medicine.
Mm-hmm. So in the Hamilton polka, he opens with, how does a man so-and-so?
Yeah.
So maybe we could do that, but it's about Cody instead.
Should we play the Hamilton polka just to hear what it sounds like? Because he took it already first from Hamilton. He can't get mad at us.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Right?
Okay.
We're actually we're playing it. Robin Hood.
I wouldn't mind hearing some of that Bob Dylan one too.
Yeah, we all have requests.
Cody, why don't you play DJ for the day, man?
Sure, man.
Yeah, and we can play the Jimmy Fallon one too because he stole that from Bob Dylan. So we're Robin Hood and we're taking Prince John stole it from the people.
Papa John?
Yes.
Papa John stole it from the people and Fallon took it back he's Papa John.
He's Papa John.
And Fallon is?
And we're, yes.
I love lip syncing.
Oh.
Oh, it's so funny when straight guys do it. It's so funny. It's like wearing a dress.
I wish we could do that. That's another thing I wish we could do on
if
the show.
If they do a
it just sounds
song.
Like, we have tried to do it before. It just sounds like playing the song.
Oh.
Picture this, though, because you
That's
did mention straight guys.
Yeah.
A stud.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing, like, Shakira. But he's really into it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean he's doing Shakira?
Like, that's the song he's lip-syncing.
Oh, I see.
And he's doing his hips like a girl.
And really doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen this before? Is this just thing you're coming up with right now?
I'm picturing what I want on TV. I'm sorry. Put what you want to see on TV out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What would you want to watch? Yeah. That's what
And
you
actually
think about
fight
making.
For a better world. Don't say that like you can't actually make change in the world.
Can I use this in my comedy school? I'll pay you both.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Why do you sound so reluctant about being...
Well, it's art.
It's hard because it's art for me.
Oh, I understand.
And like the exposure is already so valuable, I don't want to cheapen it.
Okay. Okay, I understand. If you guys have stuff like ideas that aren't art, you know where to go.
It can be pretty complicated. Just
I know. I agree that it's complicated.
People
come to see the show, and then they pay money to the theater for the show, right. And then the money goes away.
The end.
It's very
the
unclear.
End. Why are we still talking?
What you happens to it?
They
got to
rent the theater.
Maybe they should not open as many new theaters.
Hang on.
I have.
Then there wouldn't be enough stage time.
I agree with you.
Oh, let me put this thing on. I've made love to the Hamilton polka.
Hi, Kevin. Sit down.
Kevin.
Chef Kevin, what was it like in the office when Cody said he was going to quit?
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. We were devastated.
How did he do it?
Via email.
It wasn't a Jerry Maguire moment.
Can we read the email?
We should score kind of it, though. Is that allowed,
Cody?
Can I have a pitch? Can we play the Hamilton polka and have him read the email over it?
Yeah, is there a Hamilton polka?
Yeah.
No vocals? No, instrumental.
No vocal.
Hold on.
Hamilton polka instrumental.
All right, clocking in. Hold on.
Come, leaders who bully like internet trolls will curse you with four-letter words, love and hope. For we will go high even when you go low. The order is rearranging. These are lyrics from the freaking
email?
No. Yes.
I was going to say, that's quite
Cody's
an email.
Cody,
that's very strident. You're burning some bridges, my friend. What if you need a recommendation from...
This is freaking crazy.
That's true. Fair enough.
Is there a Hamilton polka instrumental?
No.
I think the words will help.
Okay, so play the Hamilton polka. How long is it?
It's 45 minutes.
5 minutes long.
Okay, great. But yeah, and just play that, start it, and then you can lower the volume. Start to read at least like excerpts from your resignation email.
I just realized I must have been fucking to it while it was on repeat.
Hang on, here's Cody's.
I do not take five minutes to come.
Here's Cody's email from the beginning.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's
come gather around people.
It's commercials. This is us.
Wherever you roam.
Without commercials, I should say. Mm-hmm. 45, right?
And admit that our country don't feel like our home. And that silence speaks louder than those who condone.
My spec.
It's a page a minute, Hayes.
And here's where it really gets crazy.
I'm trying to listen to this.
If a tweet to you is worth faving, then lift up your voices and put down your phones, for the times they are a-changing.
Whoa.
Now, Bob Dylan couldn't have said that.
No.
Only Cody could say that.
Wait, that was the lyrics of the Fallon song? Or that was Cody's
I don't know. I think that Cody took a lot of the Fallon song lyrics and put them in his email.
But he's stealing from the thief. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes. He's bringing it back to the people. It's just what we wanted to do.
Right.
Okay, ready, Cody?
Yeah.
I found the joke.
How does a bastard orphan son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the middle
of
the
now just like...
That's actually... We're only allowed to play 5 seconds.
It's stolen music, Cody. We are returning the stolen music to the people.
At this point, my bra was still on.
And we
are... You know what I mean?
And we are criticizing it. We're doing it for criticism.
My panties were on the floor, though.
And it's... That's criticism.
Bathroom floor.
All right. I mean, it's a legal risk. It's my job to say that.
The man haze.
All right. Okay, play the song.
That's Cody's email.
Do it. Play the song.
Caribbean by Providence, impoverished squalor, grow up to be a hero.
Lower it.
I'm writing to officially inform you that I am resigning from my position as an Earwolf audio engineer.
Is there a subject?
The subject, my official resignation.
Wow, okay. Any other good parts?
I would be loath to leave the company entirely. Depending on my availability and the company's willingness, I would be more than happy to offer freelance services upon request.
Okay.
I'll be out of state. Coming up soon.
And I can see his screen, and it actually says, I loathe the company entirely. So he's adding some stuff here, sort of sugarcoating the message.
So you're going to be out of state.
Yes. This is true.
This point is mutual oral. At this point.
So the world turned upside down. It's like kind of a 69-y thing.
Yeah.
My time at Earwolf has been more than incredible. The direction and collaboration and inspiration I have experienced here is, in all honesty, a contributor to my desire to leave my employment as a recording engineer.
It's our fault!
You had such a good time here, you want to leave?
The job's so good, I realize I shouldn't do it.
I definitely want to quit.
Is it
officially?
Like, this ice cream is too good, take it away from me. I can't keep it in my house.
Wow.
And advance my skills further.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. And, in earnest sincerity, Cody Scully.
Okay, you can turn it off now.
Okay, Cody.
I got some other parts
powerful
of his email
stuff.
If you want to hear.
Okay.
We did the part about if a tweet to you is worth faving, right? I found the joke.
Okay.
And it's in a good spot for a joke because it's in sort of a lighter section of what he was talking about. Come women and men who hashtag me too, and believe me when I say that we believe you. For weak is the man who calls truth fake news. Time's up, our silence we're breaking. And even though Mel Gibson was in Daddy's Home too, well, the times they are a-changing.
Oh, that is good.
Wow.
So it
legend
does,
status.
Yes.
Pop culture
the legends
references.
Wear leggings, my man. We are about to go there. Because it's like, how did that guy get to be in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
And also, how about this? Remember that? Remember that movie?
Remember
that's
that
a joke.
Movie?
That's a joke.
And how, yes. Remember that movie? What else do you guys remember from the movies?
He didn't call him Drumpf.
Let me see. Let me see. I hope he did.
That's mean, Sean.
That might be too far.
Sean, do you really hope that?
Some of this shit fucking you trip out on.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes with platforms throughout the land who by taking a knee or taking a stand. Wait, that's the opposite.
That was that.
But wait, that's not the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. That's
did he stop for a while to let people think about that part?
That's artful.
Cody?
Yeah.
There's a big break.
Nobody
there's
was
a
paid
bunch
for
of blank
this.
Space uh-huh. in the email.
No one was paid for this because it's artful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Art beat.
That was, yeah.
Wow.
You guys seen Grown-ish?
That's okay. Actually where I'm going to work.
And that's all the good.
You're
rave.
Going to go work at Grown-ish?
Yeah. It's funny you brought that up.
You know, when I was making love in the toilet, I was a little grown-ish. I'd be like, oh.
Mutual oral on a toilet.
It was in a stall.
Okay.
There was privacy. Or privacy, as the Brits like to say.
Oh, well, then you'd be in the water closet.
So, I think it's time. Look, we've heard the email. We've heard a great song. I think now we have a real vision of Cody.
Yeah.
What his message is.
Cody, you know what would actually be really nice, just since we did play the song, is to say, that was my idea. You're leaving. So what? You can't get in any trouble. So to say, like, just something we could put in at the beginning, like, I'm playing the song. It's my Cody's
choice. Maybe there's a song like, what you gonna do?
Yes. Yes.
Like Bad Boys?
Yes.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad if it had a little reggae beat to it. That's for sure.
So, Cody, like, just a song where you're, like, taunting.
I played more than 5 seconds.
Al.
What you gonna do?
Yes. Yeah.
And
I stole your PayPal password.
And maybe you say,
Scott Aukerman, what you gonna do?
I, Cody Scully, am fully financially responsible for any kind of you know, repercussions that come.
That could be
from
a really good tribute to Cody.
That could be really cool.
Just kind of send him out with a great tribute.
Mm-hmm. Cody, see if you can find a reggae beat, and then maybe you're just jamming, right?
Yeah.
About how it's your fault.
But there are no repercussions coming to you because you don't work here anymore.
Because what are they going to do?
Well, they can't even find you. You're not going to be in the state.
Oh, is there going to be like a catch me if you
he
can?
He clearly doesn't want people to know what state he's going to be in. And it almost makes me think that he is going to be, maybe not in LA, but he is going to be in California.
He'll be in California, but he's going to be in a different state, meaning he's going to be zooted to the freaking moon.
Oh,
yeah.
See. Yeah.
He's going to be in an altered state.
He's going to be freelancing.
Oh, he'll be freelancing all right. What's up?
That just sounded like the beginning to
something. Yeah, we thought we were going to say something else.
Freelancing, you know, just like.
Oh, I just thought
it was going to be a little.
It would be a setup to a second half of something. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That would be terrific. Do you guys have anything?
Maybe like Daddy's Home 2 something something.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because it's a sequel.
Mm-hmm. It'll be freelancing, all right.
Did you find
Daddy's
the music?
Yeah.
It'd be like Cody's Home 2.
Cody's Home. That could be good. That could be two. Good.
All right. So you requested a reggae song?
Right? Yes.
All right. Here we go.
This doesn't sound like reggae to me.
No, it doesn't to me either. I think that might be the joke.
This is like.
But can you just say.
Oh, there's a joke?
Yeah, it's kind of.
You guys have to point these out to me because, like, that one was hidden.
Cody, can you say it was my idea to play the Hamilton polka?
It was my idea to play the Hamilton polka.
More than 5 seconds of it.
More than 5 seconds of it.
And keep going.
And I will be held responsible for all legal and financial ramifications of said decision.
What you gonna do?
Ram Handifications. Remember when that was your name?
Yeah.
Ram Hand.
Mm.
Seek out Ram Hand for financial restitution.
I would cut that part later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just less tight.
Was it your goal just to outlast Kulop?
Yes.
Was that kind of like.
It was just like a hands on a hard body type thing.
Kulop should have a song.
We really should be doing a tribute.
Have a song in
here? We really should be doing a tribute to Kulop in the musical that we've been doing.
If Kulop could be like an angel, like beckoning him to like the gates of heaven.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And be like, join me.
That's
join
nice.
Me, Cody. On the other side.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nicer here.
It's like in Black Panthers. Okay, so they're in the Black Panther like ancestral world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Kulop comes walking up.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Cody, do yours.
Cody, you go.
Cody, by all means.
Yeah.
Finish your idea.
And obviously it needs to be a female singing voice, so you go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How you been?
Oh, good. You're doing both sides of it?
And
you don't want
no
anyone
variation.
To be Kulop.
There's no variation.
No, that was you're going to be Kulop,
like,
and Cody.
Like Anomalisa. It was like the same voice.
That was trippy as
I like
hell.
Art. I like art films.
What's it like out here?
You tell me.
You're here too.
We're all here.
Everything is light.
Especially join us, you. Cody.
It's glowing.
That's right.
It's the light of a burning shed.
Your eyes still work.
Go into the shed, Cody.
It's don't me, Drew it Droji.
The Apple Sisters are by. Here.
The Apple Sisters, yeah.
Parmar Superstar.
Google Nest File.
Join us in the grave of Earwolf Legends.
How to be less old.
OMFG.
Would you like a halo now?
Yes, please.
Hi, it's me, Professor Blastoff here.
Oh, hey, Professor, the Hatch.
You look so nice in gowns.
Oh, thanks.
It's me, Mike Detective.
That was a great ending.
I like
really
the way
good
it
way
wrapped
to go
it.
Out.
Really, it was a beautiful. Yeah. I mean, it was. Again, this show seems scripted now.
Very strong wrap-up. Almost too perfect.
Yeah, people are like, they didn't improvise that. And they're right, we didn't.
So, Cody, you went in the grave of the Earwolf Legends.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up out of the dust, and I'm back here now.
Well, look who's writing the show.
Breathe. Man.
Just Breathe? Do you want that to be a song?
Yeah, I'll listen to that.
Doesn't seem like you do.
I'll listen to that.
I need you to be excited about it.
Oh, fuck.
No. Let's put that. I've got plenty more.
Okay.
I'll just circle back.
Okay. So let's circle back. I'm going to circle back to the freelance thing, I think.
You want him to have a freelancing song, like a bullfighter, like
or that
yeah,
one.
That's actually more like like throwing pizza.
Or that one setup you want to finish of like, oh yeah, he'll be freelancing.
I'm
remembering.
Right. Oh, remembering.
Did you get to the end of that?
Yeah.
Did you get to the second part?
No, I'm just remembering that we're allowed to circle back to stuff like that.
Allowed? We're encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't call it at the time.
Well,
I call it now. Maybe it's something about Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
Oh, like freelance?
Yeah. Oh, he'll like be freelancing, all right. Freeing Lance Armstrong from jail.
Yeah.
I love when Sean's quiet because it means he's like,
he's really
there's cookies
something.
In the oven, and then boy, are those cookies gooey they come out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I'll circle back to a response to that.
What did you say, Cody?
I said marinating.
Ugh. Mark marinating.
Oh, Podcats. That's another show that you're in the Earwolf.
Oh,
with.
Yeah. You're there.
What was that about?
Boomer. That was a show about Mark Maron's cats.
Who hosted it?
So I know people, by the way, that have gotten shows rejected at Earwolf.
Mm.
Good,
I do too.
Good. Just a preface for this. It was a show starring Mark Maron's three cats. I think the Eddie Pepitone was one of the voices. Mm-hmm. Do you remember who the other ones were?
Jim Davis.
Could have been.
I don't remember who anyone was. I didn't even know
Kat
Pepitone.
Kat Von D.
He was definitely one of them. And it was like that Mark Maron was never on the show.
He wasn't involved.
And never involved.
But Boomer the Cat was one of them.
He gave his blessing, I'm sure.
Wasn't Jess Chaffin one of them?
She could have been.
That sounds right.
You say Chaffin, I say Chaffin.
The handbook is very vague on all the stuff.
I've stayed in her home.
The employee handbook.
I've been a house guest.
Okay, you're probably right. I definitely, I wouldn't know because it's not in the employee handbook to know that stuff.
The handbook again, he says.
Yeah. He knows the name
of the show. Are you quitting because there wasn't a handbook?
I mean, there's a lot of things that play into a decision.
There's a lot of things in Beetlejuice that aren't in real life.
This is such a good summary of Cody's career.
It's true.
It's the perfect way.
This episode is the most fitting tribute I could imagine. It feels like Cody.
Yeah.
I didn't know going in that we'd be able to recreate.
Who's the love interest? There has to be a romance.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, should we do a song about Cody's girlfriend?
Sure, yeah. That would be good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Can you get us some music?
Sure, here you go.
Wait, what? I need to know a little more about... Never mind.
$1.50 for TP, $2 for bowling, $3.25 for sponges and dish detergent.
Love is settling up. If you love someone, you settle up. You Venmo for everything either one of you buys.
Keep it public. Everyone has to know exactly how petty you are about the money you spend in your relationship.
I still use PayPal. I mentioned it before. I stole a couple passwords, but I've since reformed.
Thank you, Julie. And Cody, you want to say something special to Alyssa?
Fair is square. Oh.
Turned it up to do that. He blasted the music.
Mm.
Very good engineering sense. I could see why you feel like you've grown out of...
And that you earned that money you stole.
Earwolf. And that now it's time to really learn more. That you know that what the engineer does is when it's time to say something, you
I'm
turn
about
the
to
music
have my,
up.
My one moment to deliver any message I want to the love of my life. Let me just blast the music under what I say.
Over what I say.
The music's playing under it.
Well, it's over if it's louder.
Should I propose to her maybe?
I thought you just did.
Maybe.
I couldn't
I would
hear
love
the music
for you to
was
propose
very loud.
On the show.
Yeah, you can propose on the show.
Yeah.
It would also be fun to buy a wedding ring. The way you propose would be to buy a ring and then
bill her?
See a payment on Venmo, a payment request.
That's a great proposal.
For half the cost of a wedding ring.
I love getting invoiced.
That's what I meant.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's official.
Yeah.
You could ignore a text that's like, you owe me $505.01.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just an honest proposal.
Mm-hmm.
You put that in the note section of the invoice, like memo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's a trick question. There are no memo sections. It's a check.
Oh. Gotcha. Gotcha, bitch. I never seen anybody get busted that bad. Hey, what was I going to circle back to before?
Well, you were talking about the Lance Armstrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did we not put that to bed?
Well, you said you were going to circle back. Well, we gave you a lot of compliments.
That,
and then you not only absorbed the compliments, but you go, yeah, that's good. Like, you gave yourself one, mm-hmm, too. And mm-hmm, then you said, I'm going to circle back to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should we do, like, just, like, another theme for Cody? Just, like...
What do you mean a theme?
Just, like, Cody, you know, just, like,
just
a...
Cody's
like
theme.
A scene in the musical for just him doing...
Have you seen a musical?
Yeah, it has scenes in it.
Oh, I thought you said theme.
No, they also have themes.
What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're getting at, Hayes. I'm just challenging you the way that I like to challenge my students. What? Because I know I have, like, a duffel bag full
of
cash.
Am I being crazy?
No.
Don't Don't gang up on me.
Wait. I have to be honest. This is my freaking host here. This is my captain. As a sidekick, I can't go against Man Hayes.
This is the music for your theme? Okay. Hit record. Everybody's talking. What's going on?
Press play. Vice News.
Oh, I know what we're doing now. Okay. This is like a day in the life, basically, of like what he usually does before he realizes that he's going to quit.
I'm loving this Vice News. I'm learning so much Vice News.
Boy, is this nice news.
What about a Bible for lads?
A picture of a man playing PlayStation in the tub. I'm laughing so hard I can barely host the show. You can hear the multiple things I'm watching and listening to through the computer as we're trying to record.
And I'm editing Scarborough Country too. Oh no.
Desk.
They're talking to me. Why do I keep hearing my name in my headphones? No!
I got a snappy response. I got a snappy response. I gotta think of a snappy response. What's my snappy response?
I must have been misleading when I said I got a snappy response. What I meant to say was I need a snappy response.
What's
I don't got a snappy response.
Snappy response. What's my snappy response?
Hey, it's Cody. I uploaded the episode. Try to play it. The file size is 0 kilobytes.
Heading to the Dropbox now.
Oops. 30 minutes later. Hey, I checked the Dropbox. There's nothing in here. Sorry, the internet on our end is being really slow.
No problem, will do. No problem, will do. Why is everyone so mad at me?
Cody's theme.
I owe you an apology, Hayes.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I know when to admit that I am wrong.
And that felt like something out of a musical, that you're kind of getting the theme.
I already apologized, Sean.
Okay, but is there any reason that I shouldn't twist the knife? That's good pod. Well, do we need any more songs? What time is it?
Is there anything else you want to say, Cody?
Probably a Blue Apron finale, I'd say.
A song? That's more Chef Kevin's thing.
Right, fine. I guess I'll just shut the fuck up then.
Okay.
I'm at a loss for words at what I would say. I think I've said quite a bit.
That's a fun, like Gilbert and Sullivan, like, I'm at a loss of words. I don't know what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I, like, but, like, he's saying a lot.
I think that's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you guys think? What would you say if you were me?
If I was you? Oh, nothing. I'd clam up.
I would have been gone already. This, like, you're here for like two more weeks.
Senior slump.
Who's replacing you?
That's a good idea. What about that as the finale?
Oh,
like,
wow.
A new, like, look, it's me. I'm a fresh young face, and I'm new in town.
Engineer.
And I'm eager and, you know.
Takes off his backpack.
It's not a woman.
I've been at Earwolf long enough to know, if anything, it'll be a man dressed as a woman.
Oh, funny.
Which is really funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be a woman.
And it ends with he, like, puts the headphones on at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
Upbeat.
Here we go.
Yes. Here I am on my first day. Can't wait to sit in Cody's seat. Turn on the computer. The only program is an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard. How did this guy do his job? What has he been doing for 6 years?
Chef Kevin here. Can I get you anything? New engineer?
You bet you can. I'd like some stuff.
Oi, bruv. Hope you fit right in. It's me, Colin. I'm chuffed.
Hey, it's me, Josh. I'm kind of the alpha dog in this office.
Hi, it's Julie Klausner. I'm lost again. Can you give me some directions? Sean, can you just come down?
Ooh, yeah. hang on. I'm getting texted. Hold on. Okay, I see her. She's right directly in front of the building. Can I say walk straight? I'm afraid she'll go into the road.
Help! I'm being run
down.
Over by
coming
a
down.
Bus.
Goodbye, Cody.
Bye.
Wait. He goes, I think I'm gonna like it here. And then he puts the things on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Sets us up for a sequel as well.
You know what? I'm glad you didn't shut the fuck up before.
Thanks, Hayes. Thanks, guys.
That was a cool ending.
Thank you.
I can picture it.
Are you done circling back?
We got to do ads. Unfortunately, we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah,
we've got to do ads, so I'm not going to be able to circle back. Mm. It's something to tune in for next week, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Julie, got anything you want to plug? Just the meetings you're taking while you're here?
Yeah.
You want to kind of vision board your meetings and visualize how they're going to go?
I just want to plug The Fish Out of Water by Guillermo del Toro. It's such a fun movie and kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called The Fish Out of Water.
Mm. Okay. Don't know what that means. I mean, I just don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not up on the movies this year.
That's fascinating. That's so unlike you. That's so off brand. Are you depressed?
Yes.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.